Hi there, I'm Joanna, and I work on Visual Studio and Blend for visual authoring tools that you can use to create your apps. Over the next few minutes, I'm going to show you a few features that will help you create your Windows 8 Store apps so they have a really great user experience. But first, let's start with the app that I'm going to talk about today. I have an issue with all the recipes in my house, so I'm going to build a digital cookbook that allows me to organize all my recipes. Today I have all sorts of cookbooks and clippings from magazines and emails and handwritten recipes, and it's really difficult for me to find exactly the recipe that I want or to find a recipe that uses the ingredients that I actually have in my kitchen. So I'm going to create this as a Windows Store app and so that I can run it on my tablet and run it no matter where I am in my house. So I'll use this app to walk you through a few of the features that we have in both Blend and Visual Studio. I'm going to be designing some specific style elements in my app, as well as editing the code behind in the XAML directly. So I'll be using both Blend and Visual Studio. Using both of these products, I know that I'm going to be able to create an app that has a great user experience, that follows the design guidelines for Windows 8 Store apps, as well as something that users will really like to use. So let's get started. So here's my app in Visual Studio. I started out by using one of the templates that ships with Visual Studio 2012. So let's have a look at what some of those templates are provided. I have a few to choose from: a blank app, a grid app, and a split app. Each of these are pre-configured that have everything hooked up so that it's very easy to match the guidelines that you want to follow to make sure your app looks great on Windows 8. In this case, I decided to use the grid app. As you can see here, it uses sort of a grid layout and looks pretty good. In Visual Studio, I have a couple different panels that allow me to look at my app in different ways. In the document outline, I can see a list of all the elements that my app has. I also have a design surface where I can view and edit things directly on the design surface and visually. I can edit property values directly in the property inspector, or I can edit the XAML in the XAML editor right here. So let's take a look at some of the ways that I can edit my project. The first thing that is really handy in Visual Studio is that sometimes when you're working on things at the design time, you want to show and hide objects so that they're out of your way or don't occlude your sort of other objects that you're trying to work with. So you can simply just turn on and off different elements right in the document outline, and I can even lock things down. And that's really important when you want to make sure that you don't accidentally edit something. So once I have the application configured at design time the way that I want to go ahead and start editing some things. And in this case, I want to just change the basic grid layout of my app. And I can just drag right on the column adorner and change the spacing. I could also move this title around directly just by dragging it on the design surface. Notice how I get that red dashed line. That really helps me align things to other elements on the scene. In this case, if I wanted to align it to the top or the bottom of that back button. Sometimes you just want to type something in directly, right in the XAML. And to do that, you know, I know what I want. I know I want to set the vertical alignment, so I can just pop up my IntelliSense and type vertical alignment and get the center property that I want to use. So editing XAMLs directly is really great when you know exactly what you want to type, and we have all the features that you would expect to do so. There's other times where you're trying to explore what properties are available, and the property inspector is a really great way to do that. Everything's organized by categories, and you can expand them out and edit the values that you want to edit. I want to change the background color of my app. So what I'll do is select this grid, and notice in the property inspector, it's set to a brush resource. So I can see the background brush is set to a resource, and in my list, I can see it's set to this custom page background brush. And this brush is also used by other elements in my scene. Let's say I wanted to select a slightly different color. I can go right in here and choose Edit Resource. And if I change that color a little bit, it will actually change the color for any other element that also uses that resource in my project. Of course, if I didn't want to edit that in other objects, I could simply edit a copy of that resource, and then everything that I changed in that resource would only affect this object. So let me point a few other things out about this application. So I wrote this app in XAML. And that was really convenient for me because I've written Silverlight and Windows Phone and WPF applications before. I mean, in fact, I actually wrote a very similar application in Silverlight, and so some of the assets that I'm using here are just the same ones that I used in the Silverlight app. So for me, XAML was a great choice. I also decided to use C# as my code behind because I've also written C# applications before. The great thing about the designer features in Visual Studio and in Blend is that All of the same features work no matter I choose C++, C#, or VB, so I know I'm not missing out on anything based on my language choice. So once you have your application all set up the way you want it, you know, you have the code behind set up, you have your basic infrastructure in place, let's say you want to hand it off to a designer, or you yourself want to fine-tune some of the design elements, that's a great time to go ahead and open your project in Blend. So here's the same project in Blend. You can see I have an objects and timeline, which also lists all the elements in my scene. I have a design surface and a property inspector. But I also have a few other things that we didn't have access to in Visual Studio because I really want to drill in on the design. Let's say I wanted to edit the way this button behaves when the user interacts with it. I can control that in the template. So I'll go ahead and edit a copy of that template. And then I want to get a better look at the button. So I can say fit selection, and it'll zoom right up to that button for me. And then I can just click through the states and see how does that button visual appearance change depending on what state it's in. In this case, you can see it's in a focus state. It has this black dashed line around it. Let's say I wanted to choose a different way for the glyph to look in the pointer over state. I'll just select my glyph object in the document outline and say pick a new color. So it's pretty much that simple to change the way your objects look based on the different states that they can be in. So once I'm happy with how my button looks, I'm going to come out of my template and we'll go back and fit everything in my scene so that I can work at a higher level. So now the button looks great and I want to add an app bar because that's a really nice way for the user to interact with your application on the tablet. So what I'll do is go to the Assets panel and I can choose the app bar element by double-clicking on it here, or if it happened to be further down in the list, I could search. Then I'll just drag and drop that app bar right to my bottom app bar because I want the app bar to pop up on the bottom. I could also drag it on the top if I prefer. So I'll put it on the bottom, and I want to add some content to that app bar. So I'll select the stack panel on the left-hand side and just double-click on the button tool here, and it'll show up right in my app bar. So I want this to look a little bit more visual, rather than just saying button, I'm going to take advantage of a set of glyphs that are in the Sugo UI symbol font. So first thing is I want to get rid of that text button. So in my property inspector, I'll go and choose reset on the content property, and that will get rid of the button text. And then I want to edit the style. I want to assign it to a resource that I've already have defined in my standard styles.xaml. So what I did is I just typed in style to filter my property inspector to just the properties that contained the word style. Makes it a really easy way to find things very quickly when I know what I'm looking for. Then I'll choose a local resource, and I have one here called 4bars app bar button style, and I'll select that, and it applies it, and it looks really nice. Now you might be wondering, okay, well where is that style defined and how can I use it? Well, that's in this file here called standardstyles.xaml, and this file is included in the grid app template that I created my project from. You'll notice here there's a bunch of styles that create a resource, a style resource for different glyphs in the Sugo UI symbol font. There's a lot of them and they're all commented out because it would just kind of bloat up your XAML a little bit. So I just went ahead and uncommented the one that I was interested in using. And you can do the same thing. So that's a little tip for you when you're working on your apps. So now my app looks pretty good. It's well on its way to solving my recipe dilemma. And I hope you learned a thing or two about how you can use Blend and Visual Studio to work in a very visual way to create your apps to make sure they have a really great user experience. I hope you have a great time.